How to Change the World by John Paul Flintoff, read by David Thorpe. Imperfection is an end. Perfection is only an aim. Ivor Cutler. 1. Introduction. If you had the chance, would you change the world? Of course you would. There are plenty of things that you would change right now if you were given a magic wand. After all, the world is desperately in need of improvement. So much so that sometimes we lie awake at night, turning over for hours on end as we worry about it. During the day, we huff and curse at the many smaller things that seem wrong. And in sunnier moments, we allow ourselves to dream, conjuring parallel worlds that seem entirely delightful. But whatever our disposition, we often conclude that to change the world would be hard work, if not impossible, and so we don't even try. That's a shame, because actively creating change brings benefits for ourselves as individuals too. We discover deeper reserves of empathy and opportunities to be creative, and we can cultivate a habit of fearlessness. Better still, it turns out that changing the world produces a deep, lasting sense of satisfaction, not only when we've finished, as if that were possible, but at each step along the way. If you have read even this far, you are already interested in changing the world. You may also be confident that you can do something, but not everybody will share that confidence. In which case, it's as well to remember that the ideas set down in this book are validated by ancient wisdom and the latest in scientific research. And they're not merely theoretical, but grounded in historical fact. They've been shown to work. By the time you've finished reading, you should be better equipped to make change and also more determined to do so. To back up the analysis, the book is full of anecdotes from across history and around the world. Some of these stories are of great historical significance, but I've also included stories from my own life or from the lives of people I know, precisely in order to show that changing the world is not only the business of great souls like Gandhi, Mother Teresa, or Nelson Mandela. I make no apology for using these personal stories. On the contrary, it would be shameful to argue that everybody is capable of making change if I didn't mention some of my own experiences. They're not intended to seem outstanding, they just happen to be mine. Feminist theory teaches that the personal is the political, and if that's the case, then the evidence to prove it will, almost by definition, appear rather unremarkable. But it's evidence all the same, and shows that the small everyday actions of ordinary individuals have the potential to be world-changing. The point of this book is not only to offer a few intellectual propositions for you to absorb. We learn best by doing, and a book like this is useful only if you put it into practice. As you are reading, think how it might apply to your own situation, and then try it. 2. How to start to make a change. 1. Overcoming defeatism. How can I, one individual in a world of billions, hope to change anything? There are many reasons why this kind of defeatist question comes so easily to us. They include the way we have been brought up, a lifetime of putting up with things that frustrate or dismay us, and painful memories of failed attempts to do something. But the fact remains that we are all making a difference all the time. The real problem is that if we're only affecting things unconsciously, then we're probably not producing the effect we would wish for. Some people may find it hard to believe they are making a difference all the time, in which case it may help to abandon the global perspective for a moment and zoom into our daily human interactions, in which we spend every moment either deciding what must happen next or going along with somebody else's ideas. Either way, our actions are all purposeful and all produce effects. Our day-to-day lives are hardly the stuff of history, you might argue. Certainly not compared with Julius Caesar invading Britain, Genghis Khan sacking Baghdad, and Christopher Columbus discovering America. That's how many people understand history. The history of the world is but the biography.